It is Kiefer. I am backstage here at Bonnaroo. Alex from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros has dropped by. Hey, it's good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Hey, for the folks who may be just coming around to the band, what is the story of Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros?
The name implies some kind of alter ego or something like that, but it was a story I was writing about a guy named Edward Sharp, and then around the same time I came up with this idea of a weird, silly mathematics called Magnetic Zeros, and so I just put the two together. I started a MySpace page, and that was that. I actually tried to change the name, and the band didn't really allow me to. They convinced me to keep it, so... we came together about 5 years ago and been together ever since, most of us, so...
You have described this new record that is coming out as the rawest, most liberated, most rambunctious stuff you've done. How'd you find yourself in a place to make this music?
I mean, what I've always sort of wanted to express in general, even in my sort of more sullen moments, is adventure, and to also try and compete in the physical world with the aspirations of like my spirit, you know what I mean, and to try and actually make something that has sort of like relative worth to the idea that it began with. Do you know what I mean? And it's hard to translate thought into matter and to have the matter end up sort of holding up to the thought, you know. So this album, I feel like the songs as well, but the production and the performances and everything about it and the just all the work that went into it, I think, is the closest that I've come so far to sort of expressing the idea of what we are and what this sort of like, you know, rambling sort of troubadour dream was founded on, you know.
Let's veer away from music just for a second. You introduced a film here about fracking. What is your interest with fracking?
Well, I mean, you know, my interest with the Tim DeChristopher story, and he had sort of prevented people from buying a bunch of BLM land and turning it into a, you know, fracking zone. From the research I've done, fracking screws up people's lives. Anyone sort of around that area, a lot of cancer. You can light your water, your tap water on fire. Maybe you've seen the videos, and it's just kind of gross. And there's children around, and I'm a father now too, and so that's a big part of it. Obviously, is people's quality of life and all that. But primarily for me, I think it's a deranged mentality when we have all these other possibilities for energy around us to keep trying to just plunder the earth and try and sort of have this drill baby drill mentality is for me is just stupid. You know what I mean? The earth to me is holy land. It's what gives us all life. And that's indisputable. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's spirit, like there's the question of like what animates you, and religion can get involved in that conversation. But physically speaking, the earth sustains us. And to have no regard for the earth, or very little regard, is just flatly and rationally stupid. So that's my main beef. And then also, obviously, with the potential for all kinds of other energy and the fun we could have, you know, harnessing other kinds of energy. I think that really it's important to put a big sort of push against all of the sort of fracking and oil sands, tar sands, all that stuff, not just for the environmental reason, but to really push people to try and like just give up, like be like, okay, let's focus on something a lot more sort of substantial and infinite, like, you know, whatever it may be, you know what I mean, whatever technologies may come up.
One of the things we're talking about at Bonnaroo this year is album art, and we have the album here right behind you. Yeah, tell me what's going on with this record. Did you design it? Who designed it?
Yeah, I designed this album. It's the cover for Here, and it actually it's a rare occasion that things happen like this for me. But it came as a straight, complete vision. I was just walking around this house that I was in Ojai, where we were recording the album, and I just saw, I sort of like blinked and just saw this sort of diagonal line. With a circle breaking it up. And for me, what it meant was it represented the idea of duality, like, you know, and division, but that the creative space and sort of that magical place is part of neither or part of both, or disrupts that sort of idea of duality. And so what we ended up doing, this is a picture I took in Mozambique of the ocean and the sky. And so instead of just a circle breaking up a line, we have the ocean and the sky as the sort of separated, you know, sort of events. And then we have the center, and to include a rainbow in the center was sort of the last little idea. And then to make it sort of holographic and a sticker you could peel off, we just kind of, we had fun with it, and you know, it's for me, I really love this album cover.
We're also asking people about their favorite Beatles album cover. Do you remember the first time you heard the Beatles?
I do.
What was the first song?
The first song that comes to mind is Buffalo Bill. A friend of my mom's son, Lewis Wheeler, if you're listening, thank you, Lewis. He gave me the White Album. I was severely into hip-hop, and I really didn't listen to anything else. I was about 14, and he gave me the White Album, and my sister tells a little story where I came down, and I was like, hey, Gabby, you should check this out. It's not bad. And I played her Buffalo Bill. And so, you know, I'm looking at these album covers up here, the Beatles album covers, and I really love Abbey Road and the symbology of Abbey Road, and you know, and the sort of that, like, oh yeah, he's not wearing shoes, Paul is dead, the whole thing, he's the priest, that's the gravedigger. But I have to go with the White Album artwork, because to me, it's just, I'm not sure that anything like that had been done. It may or may not have, but for me, that is you just can't beat it. It's one of those things where you're like, I kick myself that they did it first. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just brilliant. And then, of course, that's my favorite album as well. So, yeah.
All works out.
Yeah.
Alex, thanks so much for coming by. The next record is going to be self-titled, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Yeah. And when's it coming out?
It's coming out July 23rd. July 23rd.
Right. Hey, thanks so much for coming by. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Cool.
And that is it. Backstage at Bonnaroo.